Okay, yesterday we had the following thing. We had that there was halacha of pashta, but before we discussed the halacha of pashta, we discussed the halacha of mechila, whether it needs a kinyan or whether it doesn't need a kinyan. There are two approaches to how mechila works. I just want you to get to two quick napkaminas. Number one is that when you do a mechila and someone owes you money, one possibility of the way mechila works is that it's a siluk, where you remove yourself from the chiyuv. Where you remove yourself from the chiyuv, you walk away from the chiyuv. In such a situation, that's one of the mechanics the way mechila works. Different ways to say that it itself is a haknah. It itself is you're being mocked in the fellow the money. Meaning that you owe $500, you're multiple the money, it works as a kinyan. You're mocked in the money. So one approach to mechila is that it's a siluk, you remove yourself. The other approach is a haknah. These are two approaches as to the way you can view the mechanics of mechila. If you hold mechila in tzrich a kinyan, then if you hold mechila itself as a haknah, then obviously you don't need another kinyan. The mechila itself is a haknah. If, however, you hold the mechila as a siluk, it could very well be you would need a kinyan. So maybe number one napkin is whether you need a kinyan or not. Number two napkin is a katan. A katan, for example, is what? Is owed money. A katan can be koned, it cannot be makhne. Well, let's say a katan, can a katan do mechila? So if you hold it as a notion of hakna, a katan can't do hakna. We know that from the case of wulu. If, however, it's silu, we know that a cut perhaps could do misalik himself because it's not a kinyan. Why shouldn't it be good? And a third napkinyan might be whether you need baal korcha, not whether you need it, or would baal korcha be okay when it comes to mechila. Someone forces you to be mochel on money, would that be good? Would that be a good transaction? Would a mechila baal korcha be good? If you hold that at takna, then of course it would be good. You need your das. If you hold that at the siluk jeremy, would you say that it would work? Then why not? It's not the rules and regulations and the rudiments of kinyan. And therefore, when you work with mechila, one could project that maybe baal korcha would work if you hold that at the siluk. You're not working with the concept, the elements of haknah. So those are three very good napkaminas as to what the mechanics of what, as to what the mechanics of mechila are that we had yesterday. That's the first thing that I want to mention. There is a third possibility we should just be aware of. The Rashba writes in one place that mechila, this will be number three, that it's kiskabalti. What is kiskabalti? Michael owes me money. I'm Michael. Michael, you don't owe me the money. So what that means is if he gave it to me and I gave it back to him. Kiskabalti. The virtual type of Kabbalah that I was makabalit, and in a sense I gave it back to him. And that's the third possibility in Lumbus of how mechila will work. To think about how that will plug in with the different napkaminas, it's not so pushy. Would it work by, if you hold kiskabalti, do you need a kinyan? Would a cotton be good? Baal korcha? Not so pushy how you view kiskabalti. Is it a pure hakna? Is it a siluk? It's kind of like a third possibility. So how that would plug in, you have to think about. But I want you to know there are three possibilities how the mechanics and lumbus of mechila works. Okay, that's the first point. Number two. We ended shiur yesterday with a third theory of how the pashtus works. What pashtus is. What was that third theory? Someone refresh my memory, please. What was that third theory that we said? Kain, what do we say? Ain adamotu tfar l'batala. Excellent. The Gemara writes in Suvis that there was a man that was makdish all the salary that his wife would do, and therefore Reb Meir says it's good. And what is Reish Lakish common within Reb Meir? That what? Not because of what? Machzik Dover Shlomo Liol. You know, Reb Meir holds you can't be machzik the future. Not because of that. What is it? What was the lashon we said? Go ahead. We assume what? Ain on a motzav dor l'batala is if he what? He was makdish yadecha lo'oseyim. He was makdish anything that her hands does will be what? Will be holy. And therefore, what that means, as we said, is that Reb Meir purports the principle of ain on a motzav dor l'batala. That's what the man meant. That's what the husband meant. So we suggested there might be tanoim that argue on that concept. But what the Tanoim will agree to Reb Meir is what? That if you add on to something that already exists, that all the Tanoim will agree with. And that's what we wanted to suggest when you say Chetzi Isha. You add on to something. When you say the lave of an animal, you add on to something. So when you would add on to something, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be good. And therefore, that is the theory that exists when we say Ein Aramotot Devar Levatol. Now I want to continue now with the different points that that explained. What is that theory explained that we begin with? Number one, what did that explain? Ein Aramotot Devar Levatol. It explained what? The Kedushas Peh issue. Right? What do we assume there was Kedushas Peh on the whole thing? Why? Because we assume Ein Aramotot Devar Levatol is as if he was what? He was makdish the whole behemoth. Number one, it solved the issue of Kedushas Peh. Please get this. What else did it solve, this third theory? It answered the kasha of who? Of the makneh. What was the kasha of the makneh? Please get it. What was it again? How does the Gemara compare what? Kedushim to what? To Kedusha Isha. Why? Because by Kedusha Isha, there's no building blocks. If from a Kaddish Chetzi, it's a zero. When you talk about a behemoth, your makdish at least what? Half of it. It has Kedushas Damim. Then it grows to a full Kedushas what? Hadamim and the whole behemoth, which becomes a Kedushas Aguf. Correct? Therefore, you have building blocks. What do you compare Kedushin with Kutchin? That was the makdish kasha. What's the answer? Nu, you tell me, what's the answer according to this theory? When he said Chetzi Isha, what did he mean? He meant the whole woman. There are building blocks because he didn't stop at half. Yaakov, you follow me? He didn't stop at half. He said the whole thing. Okay? What else did this answer? New Yaakov, what else did this answer? Come on, let's go. We have a lot to see. What did the Tosis Reed say yesterday? That you don't say he passed this by what? Shnei Deos. What does Shnei Deos mean when there are two parties? You only say his pashtus when it's what? Lo b'Shnei Deos. So what do we say the pshat was? Yaakov? What's the pshat? Ein onim motzei dvarim l'batala. You only say when it's what? B'yado lasos. Is it b'yado here? Why? Because there's another what? There's another party involved. There's a woman involved here. So therefore what? It's not b'yado. Can't stop whimsically say Ein onim motzei dvarim l'batala. Not the other. This explained that Tesis Rid. It's different than Reb Chaim's chat. Please get this down. What is Reb Chaim's chat? Chaim. He's spashtus on the Maisa Hakdasha. It's a formal objective din. You follow me? It's a formal objective din that exists in Shas. Pashta. Yesh koch b'mamaro. It's a formal expansion of his akdasha. What is this third theory? Reason why I call it a third because the second one was what just the kalos expanded. Right? Which we said was based on a pasuk. First theory, why is it smarter? Why do we call this a third theory? Third theory is like we're psychologists. We get in the guy's mind. We say, Ein onim motzei dvar l'batala. Reb Chaim's pshat is not like that. Yaakov, would you be able to explain the Tosfos Reed with Reb Chaim? Why not? Who cares whether the Shnei Deos, right? Because Reb Chaim. It's a formal din. What should make a difference? If you say this third theory that we have to act like psychologists, then you cannot say it. A lot of guys ask me, what's the difference between Reb Chaim's pshat in this third theory. That's number one difference. You can't explain the Tosfos Rid like that. According to Reb Chaim, you can only explain it with this third theory. Mike, can you hear me? And this also sheds light. I want you to get that in your notes too. When you read the Gemara's answer, what's the Gemara's answer? Is the Gemara saying technically, is it a technical answer that you can't say Pashta? Or is it a conceptual answer? No, according to this theory, what is it? It's a conceptual answer. You cannot say what? He's Pashtus. If you say it's any other Muslim government, what call it? Because there's another part here. That's just a technical problem. What do I mean by a technical problem? How did Rabbeinu Hananel say the answer yesterday, Abi? She got angry. That's a technical answer. She's not going to accept it. Tosfos Riyazakin said what? Tosfos Riyazakin said she's not interested, right? Even though he was Mechavis. Those are technical answers. According to this theory, that Tosfos Rid is a conceptual answer, that a Hilchos Pashta will not work. Mike, are you following me? What else did this explain? Number four. What else? Tosfos Riya what? Tosfos Riya Zaken. What did Tosfos Riya Zaken say we said yesterday? What did we point out yesterday that Tosfos Riya Zaken says? Michael? What? He was Mechav Lekula. The Gemara didn't say the Chassam was Mechav Lekula, it said Chassayeh. Where did Tosfos Riya Zaken get that from? What's the pshat of it? The theory of what? Ein Adam what? Ein Adam Motzi Bara V'Batara. That's why the Tosfos Riya Zaken was Mechavim the whole thing. The whole woman. Kortz Reb Chaim, could you say that? Can we get in his mind? We don't get in his mind. Kortz Reb Chaim, we don't say Kiyu Mechavim Kula. It's a formal thing. It's a thing. That's it, and then he comes to Kulo. We don't have to interpret who Kibang Kulo. Explains number four. Number five. Pick it up with this, okay? I reiterated this because I want to get it clear. This third shot is different than Reb Chaim's. Let's get this. In the Hasgama of the Sefer, the Zera Avram, Reb Menachem Zembe Zatzal, who was killed by the Nazis, the great Gaon. So the Gaon Miastrotza in Haskoma to the Zera Avram brings up the following point. Please get it regarding Pashta. The Maharid asks, every time you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, meaning you're Meshacher half of him, why don't you say Pashta that he should become a full-fledged Jew? Get that kasha down of the Maharit. Anytime you have a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, just say Pashta. He becomes fully Jewish. Let him become fully Jewish. Pashta Kedushas Yisrael. So what's the pshat? What would you say? What would you say according to what? Answer that, Kasha, according to Reb Chaim in the third theory. What would you say? Jason, go ahead. According to Reb Chaim, what? His pashtus only works on what? A Maisa HaKdasha. Was there a Maisa HaKdasha? There was no Maisa. There was no Maisa at all. Not Shayach B'Shichur Chatzi Evid. There was no Maisa Hekdish, B'Chatzi Olios Yisrael. Your Meshacher half. Memeli becomes free. He's Jewish. There's no Maisa to be Mispashet. This is one answer that we can give the answer that Kasha Kotzer of Chaim's theory. Correct? You have to be Mispashet on a Maisa. There was no Maisa. He went to Mikveh. He became free. Then the Mele becomes Jewish. But there is no Maisa. One second. There is no Maisa to lend itself to see Mispashet. This can be found in the Sefer, the Zera Avram, also Simon Yud Os Beis. And Simon Yud Aleph Os Lamed Aleph. Okay? Simon Yud Os Beis and Simon Yud Aleph Os Lamed Aleph. However, someone plug it in for me. Yaakov, let's go. According to the theory of Ein Adam Motzi Dvar Lamato, what are you going to say? How would you answer that, Kasha? Go ahead. No, you tell me. Who says that he wants to be fully Jewish, right? He's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. He didn't say anything for you to say Motzi Dvar Lamato. There's nothing to say. So get that down. That's number five. Chatzi Eved. Excellent, Yaakov. nothing for him to be said. Maybe he wants to be a Ben Horan. Half Ben Horan, right? He didn't say anything. Excuse me? Okay, well, whatever the case is, there's no Dibor here. There's no Meisen. Maybe he wants to be a Chatzi and a Chatzi Ben Horan. Doesn't want to remain that way. He doesn't want to change, be transformed from that. So that would be another answer. Those are two answers we said in that kasha, but that's the fifth usage of what? Ein Adamosif Varav Libatola. Number six. I wanted you to see the Avdim Eluyim I gave you. The Avdim Eluyim in Simen Chav Tetsif Cotton Base. The Avdim Eluyim writes, the Avnim Eluyim writes the following. Sefer Nezer HaKodesh asks, what do we say to Machlekes Tazen small is by Kesef Kinyin? Whether it's a Maisa Kinyin or whether it's a what? Whether it's considered to be a what? A Piro and Chol. So the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh asks, if Kesef is considered to be what? Shoivi Isha and not Kinyin? How can you say he's spacious the Kedushin? The Kesef already has been used up. If you assume Kesef be wrong, like the small, which the small basically we wanted to say, he saved the small, never said it by what? Never said it by Kedushin, he agreed to the top. But let's assume that there is this notion of Kesef Kinyan by Kedushin, which is not Kesef Kinyan, it's be wrong called. You're Makadosh half a woman, whatever you give or find, that's already used up. How do you say hispashtus on that? How is it possible to say hispashtus then? If the kesef already has been used up for chetzi of the woman, you pay for her payment. You don't make magic. You pay for $5. She's worth $10, Lamash, I'm saying. If you're buying only half of her, it's already used up. You can't say, poof, the $5 bill becomes a $10 bill, no. If you hold it to kesef kinyan, if Mike's a kinyan, you can hear it. But if Shobi, what's going on? What's the pshat? How would you answer this kasha? The pshat might be exactly Ein Odom Moshe Dvarav Lebatola. What does that mean? What does that mean, Ein Odom Moshe Dvarav Lebatola? We treat it as if what? As if he meant what? The whole woman, exactly. We treat it as if he meant the whole woman. That's how we what? We interpret it. That's the pshat, that's how we interpret this din. Okay? We interpret this din in this way. Okay? Now, you see, what's a little bit difficult with this issue is that what do you consider to be adding and what do you consider to be changing? Remember we said Reb Meir says allow you to change and the Tanaim will agree, they allow you to add. Well, aren't you changing also when you go from half to fully? When you go from a heart to a full behemoth, is that considered to be changing? I guess we have to assume not. No, we don't want to box this whole Gemara in like Reb Meir, Michael. You know, the Mishana Diburo. So I guess you have to say that what we view it as adding. Truth is, you could have said it's changing, no? Go from half to what? Full. But we'll have to view it as adding because we don't want to box this Gemara in. But that's what number six will solve the small being Kesepi wrong. According to Reb Chaim, it's not going to be able to help you because Reb Chaim is you what? You take the mice back up and you spot it. But if you only catch this Piron Kov, I mean, how's that going to help you? It's a formal din. I guess you could say Reb Chaim a little bit to what solved this kasha as well. But certainly ain't on the most adorable tall tells you this. That's what the Avdim Eluyim discusses. And that simon I wanted you to see. If you hold that the concept of what? Kesef Kedushin is Piron, Lechura wish you could start asking the Nezer HaKadosh. When you talk about the din of his pashtas. Oh. Fine. I want to point out the following now. That's the second mahalach, so we finished that theory. We finished that theory very well. Okay. Next point. Third mahalach. Let's get this. There's a Gemara I wanted you to see in Meseches Temura. The Avnim Eluyim points this out. The second Avnim Eluyim I wanted you to see. Simen Laman Aleph Sifkot Yerches asks a steer in Gemaras. What's the steerah? The Gemara in Tzmura on Yud Aleph Omid Beis. The Gemara in Tzmura. It's actually Yud Omid Beis. Okay? has the following suffix, boy rubba. You say he's phosphorus on oak. On a corbin of an oak, do you say he's phosphorus? Please get this. Do you say he's phosphorus on a corbin of a boy rubba? That's the Shiloh and the Gemara. If you're matis the foot of a chicken, do you say he's phosphorus? The mi'amrin of behemah merachmana, v'hala behemah? Or no? Do you say it applies to an oak? Interesting Shiloh, no? Now, the Gemara points out from that Gemara, Rabbona Shiloh. If the Gemara is clearing the Shiloh, clearing means it presents a Shiloh, then maybe this phosphorus doesn't apply to a chicken, Corbin. For sure it shouldn't apply to what? To a woman. Slam dunk, he says, the steering Gemaras. Our Gemara that wants to see phosphorus apply to Kedushin is slam dunk against that Gemara in Tzimurim. Mamash is steering. That's what he wants to ask. Points out it's Mamash is steering. So, I found in Rabbi Yosef Sefer, from that suffix of the Avnei Miluyim, how does the Avnei Miluyim answer the Kasha? The Avnei Miluyim says the following. He answers that the whole Kasha of the Gemara is Lefachot, it should be a suffix Kedushin. What our Gemara meant to say is not that it slams off as a Kedushin. It's just like oath the Gemara has a suffix. So through here, maybe we'll say it by what? By Isis as well. It's a little bit strange, though, he asks, says the Avnei Miluyim. So why did Rava say slam dunk what? Why did Rava say what? Ain't a Mikudeshus. Rava said ain't a Mikudeshus. So therefore, the Avnei Miluyim's kasha was very strong. What kind of shaykhus could you say pashas by Kedushin at all? The Gemara is a suffix, maybe you don't say it by an oaf at all. Terence says the whole kasha of our Gemara is that it should be a suffix Kedushin. But then he says, if the whole Gemara is saying by us there should be a suffix Kedushin, then what? Then why does Rava say it's not a good Kedushin? He says, black on white, enemy Kedushin. Doesn't say that it's a suffix. Doesn't say that it's a suffix. It's not a good Kedushin. So Nachamol, again, our Gemara equates the two. Recht Avnimulim, the Gemara has a possibility that doesn't apply to oath. Certainly shouldn't apply to a woman. So he answers, well, just like the Gemara says it should maybe apply to oath, a suffix in Tzimurah, the Gemara says maybe it should apply to what? Apply to Kedushin. So then why does Rava say black and white it's not a good Kedushin? Should be a suffix. At that point of the Gemara, okay? At that point of the Gemara, Rava says what? What is the Maskar of our Gemara? The Maskar of our Gemara is that we don't say Pashta because why? Because you need her consent. Therefore, it's not a good Kedushin at all. But he's asking in the Havamin of the Gemara, the cash of the Gemara, when the Gemara said Pashta should apply across the board, well, how do you say that? The Gemara said Pashta doesn't apply to all, so I would apply to a woman, so maybe it applies to an all. So maybe it applies to a woman. Maybe it applies to a woman. So why does Rava Kovea that it's in the Kodeshus? She should have said that it's a suffix. Maybe that was true for the cash of the Gemara. Meaning the Gemara's cash was saying it should be a suffix, not black and white, not a good Kedushin. So Rabbi Yosef wants to say the following, the Pella, he says. Why would oaf be better? He just says the Pella on what Rabbi Yosef says. Why is oaf better than a woman? Oh, at least oaf's a Corbin, right? So you can hear oaf pashta being said by an oaf, but not by a woman. A woman's a human being. So he says he doesn't like Rabbi Yosef. Very difficult, he says. Doesn't understand the shot in Rabbi Yosef. Nonetheless, what I want you to get out of it, Pasha shot, apparently it's a steering Gemara. Maybe you could water down our Gemara and say it was a suffix, but that's still difficult to compare them on the level of suffix. A oaf is much better than you could say is a suffix. At least an oaf's a Corbin. A woman's not a Corbin, and therefore what? Make it tasty, we should say there would be a din of Pasha. So that's what emerges from that Avnei Miluyim that I want you to see. Okay. Fourth Mahalach now. Let's get it. This is now another cash, another Teretz to the Machlis Kasha. We had how many Teretzim to the Machlis Kasha so far? We had the answer of Chaim. We had that answer about Shir, the Isha, remember? We had the answer of this theory of Einan Amotzes Bar Lotos, and we had three. We're going to add a fourth Teretz now to answer that Machlis Kasha. Okay? We learned yesterday that Pashta does not work by Kedushas Damim. This is an ingenious answer, if you think about it. Pashta only works by Kedushas Gufa. What was the Maknas Kasha? What was the Maknas Kasha? That by Kashim, at least you have building blocks. You start on half, you go to the whole thing. When it comes to Chesisha, there's a zero. Let me ask you. When you're Maknas the regal or the heart of the behemoth, what is that called? Kedushas Damim or Kedushas Gufa? Damim. It's called Kedushas Damim. Is that correct? It's called Kedushas Damim. And the truth of the matter is, when it comes to the halacha of Kedushas Damim, is there a din of Ispachtus? No! That's the fascinating Kiddush. When you're Maknas the heart or the chicken's leg, all it is Damim. And Damim, we said the Gemara says in Irkan on Ham and Af, there's no din of Ispachtus. So there are no building blocks in that genre of Kedush. It's a zero. What Ispachtus tells me by Kedush Aguf, it goes from zero to what? Goes from zero to 100%. You tried to be successful on 50, and you weren't. So you go back to zero. So Ispachtus takes from zero and goes to 100. So just like that works in Kashim, let it work by what? Kedushin. So the whole premise of the Maknas run, it's a beautiful shot, no? The whole premise of the Maknas Kash is wrong. From the perspective of Kedushas Damim, it's a zero. And it's a beautiful character. I was upset, I didn't think of it myself. And Rabbi Yoshua points out, and the Ritva has it as well, please get this, he points out the following very beautiful shot. You look in Tzmura on Yudam and Aleph in the Mishnah. It says in the name of Yossi that we know that Pashta is Kedusha Bekula. Reb Yossi says that if you Maktis the Rego, according to Tanar, Reb Yossi, it goes from the Rego to the Hoyholz. You don't need a viable, what's the word we said, Kuyabal. And it has to be what? A Neshama Kuyabal. Even if non-neshama kluyabal. A not what? Vital. That was what we said yesterday. A non-vital organ. Thank you, Doctor. It's still going to be hectic for Gufo. Think about them for a moment, Rabbi Yossi Shita. Pashto works on a regal. Think about it for a moment. Your Maktish a regal. What is it, Dovid? Kedushas Damim. It's not Kedushas Aguf, but Damim doesn't work on Pashto. So from your perspective, you have zero. Because you can't say Pashta and Damim. So when you say Pashta, you're going really from zero to 100%. So that's what Rabbi Yoshua says, and that's the Ritva that I wanted you to see here. That's the Ritva that Ritva quotes, Rabbi Yoshua quoted right here. Talmud Lomer Kolosh Yinen Men Hashem Yekadosh. Kol Yehakim Yinen Kolosh Kol Davar Shidin Mitzvah Men Hashem Yekulo Kadosh. Answers the kasher of the what of the Maknas Dirut Yudin. Very, very powerful. See, you take the premise, you got to always check the premise of the Machna. Premise of the Machna, who says that's the flaw? Because from the perspective of Domin, you're not Mispashin Domin. You are not Mispashin Domin. You're Mispashin from zero to 100 by Kizagu. Okay? And that's the shot in the time. And that's what the Tanner of Yossi tells you. Tanner of Yossi tells you that there is no din. And that's what he points out. There is no din of what? Of Tmura on Evarim Levad. There's no din of Tmura on Levad and Levad. That's what we posit. You can't do Tmura on a leg. There's no din of Tmura on a leg. So obviously you're going from zero to 100. That's exactly what you're doing with Chetzisha. It's zero to 100. That's exactly what the Gemara was asking. That's what the equation we find in the Gemara. Okay? One second. I just want to also, based on this, clarify the following, and then we must go by them. We pointed out yesterday, Chaim, you motivated me to ask this, to point this out. Just want to get this in our growth of this. We said there's Kedushas Damim, and there is what? Kedushas Haguf. I want you to get that. What's the difference between Damim and Guf? Damim is the value of the item. What is Kedushas Haguf? The Chefs itself. That is regarding the article that you're Maknish. But there are two other tracks called Kedushas what? Bedek Habayis, and the way we'll translate this as being this is the two addresses, or Caduceus means Bayah. You follow what I'm saying? There are two ways you deal with an object in Ramakasah. You can Makdish its value, or you can Makdish the Chetz itself. And there's also two depositories where I can give it. I can give it to Bedek Abayis, and I can give it to the Mizbeach. So you can have the following configurations. Please get it. You can be Makdish something Caduceus Domin to the Bedek Abayis. I give a piece of wood to the Bedek Abayis, a pole. It's worth $10. That means I'm giving the value of $10 to the Beit HaMikdash. I can do Caduceus Domin to the Mizbeach. What does that mean? What does that mean? I give an animal its worth. That its worth, its money should go to what? Should go to the Mizbeach. That I will suppose the animal, get the money, give it to the Mizbeach. How do you plug in Kedush Sakruf with Bedek Abayis? I give a pole that is Kodesh, and I give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. The Bedek Abayis will keep it. I can do Kedush Sakruf to Mizbeach, which is what? I actually give the behemoth to the Mizbeach and offer that animal on the Mizbeach. So it's very important you note this. Okay? Very important you note this. The truth of the matter is, one more distinction let us just mention with this, that when it comes to Bedek Abayis, you lose Bayis. Mafia Bayis. It is no longer yours. If I give something over to Bedek Abayis, it is no longer mine. In Choshen Mishpat. If I give something over to the Mizbeach, it is still mine. That's a Gemara Bava Kama Daf Ayin Hey Amanah. Mikarad Turid the Ruvain, Hashta Turid the Ruvain. Originally it was my shore, even after your Lachrib it is your shore, because you get the atonement from Hashem. In Choshen Mishpat it never leaves your Rishus. Adayin Shalcha. It is all still considered yours in Choshen Mishpat. That's a very important difference. Even though it goes on the Mizbeach, it's still my address that I get Kapara. When it comes to the Bedek Abayis, it's totally out of what? Totally out of my Rishus. This is why, please get this, that Rashi and Sochin on Hayamid Bey's writes that if I have chametz in my house owned by the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, what's the din? Shelchot Yataroah. When it's Gemara writes on Hamid Beis that there's no Isser of Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, by Chometz, if it's owned by the Hektish, what type, Michael, am I not over Bal Yerah with? Which type? The Rav pointed this Rashi out in Hamid Beis of Sukkah. No, you tell me which one? Excellent. Bedek Abayis, because Bedek Abayis is out of my domain. Bedek Abayis is not my in Choshen Mishpat. But if it's Kitchen Mizbeach, to be a loaf that I would put on the Mizbeach Korban Torah, I would be over by Yerah by Yemotzeh. That's why Rashi and Hamid Beis and Sukkah says Bedek Abayis. Because in Choshen Mishpat it leaves your Rishus only Bedek Abayis. It's very unique because you would think maybe not that way. You probably, it's a little counterintuitive. You think the opposite. It's leaving, it's going on the Mizbeach. It's no longer mine. No! Still yours, you get the kapara. That it abides, it's out of your resource. Okay? So that's the shot when we said yesterday, you stumbling, there is no pachas. We mentioned Bedek Abayis yesterday. So it's kind of asked me after sure. When I said Bedek Abayis, I meant Bedek Abayis that would be, let's say, for a Kedusha stumbling. It's interesting, I don't know what the din would be. I don't know what the din would be by what? Kedusha goof with Bedek Abayis, would there be posture? I don't know. I'm not sure. My impression is, Chaim, if you say that Pashta is based on Xeris HaKosev, those Xeris HaKosev were by Karbonos that are going to the Mizbeach. You follow me? And even if you say it's a Svara, it's hard to imagine that Pashta would work on what? Matters of Bedek Abayis and all. That's why I gave that example. But to get it 100% clear, I want you to know this is the vehicle, the way your Makdash and item could be one of two ways. This is the depository where it goes. And you really could have all the configurations. But it seems from the Gemara Nerken Daf A, you'll never say Pashta by Dhamma. You only say Pashta by what? Goof and Mizbeach. That's the posture that we're going to assume. That's what we're going to presume. Okay? All right. That was the fourth mahalach. Real quick, because we got to go bite through with the places. Okay? Go ahead. We're not saying chalos. We're saying the last answer that we just gave. No, what's wrong? Yeah, we're not assuming the chalos. We're just assuming pashtus. We're assuming pashtus. Pashtus on pashtus. What's the pashtus on pashtus? Eitan? That the whole premise of the Mach was wrong. He was not getting into the mechanics of how it works. The premise is wrong, we're assuming. Because by dumbing, you don't what have pashtus. You don't have pashtus. When you say pashtus on Tushabuk, and that means you're going from 0 to 100. It was meaningless at 50. At 50, like David said, it was dumbing. And on dumbing, there's no dinner pashtus. Even if you say halos, by dumbing, it's nothing. You're not taking what, by dumbing, you cannot be mispashed a kedusha of the genre of dumbing. That's what I'm saying. You're asking a good point. When you say pashta, you are creating and generating a new genre of kedusha. I'm glad you asked that. You follow what I'm saying? You are not taking the dumbing on the leg or on the leg and taking it to the whole body. You can't. So when you say pashta, you go from what? Nothing to 100% of kedusha guf. That's what it seems. All these other answers we assume not that way. Like I described it yesterday. How did I say it? I said the dumbing climbed up from 50 to 100. And then poof, it became a goof. That's one way of looking at it. Who says that's the way you look at it? See, the way we presented the Machlokes Kasha was it goes from 50 to 100, dumbing from 50 to 100. Then when you get to 100, it's poof, it's a goof. Who says that's so? That's what all the other answers are assuming. But this answer is breaking that premise. I thought it was an ingenious answer. You think about it, let's hope that's what happens. Okay. Let it go by, okay, David? All right, let's see the Tysus. We got to see it's late. We got to get going. Let's see the Tysus inside now. Okay? I don't know if we'll have a chance to do the whole Tysus. Wasn't a hard Tysus. You go through the Tysus? It's not hard. Aaron, it's hard? All right, Aaron, go ahead. Let's go. Let's read the Tysus inside. Go ahead. See how far we get, because we got to do this for hours. Go ahead. There is an opinion that says what? It only becomes diseased after you've shechted it. Aval? But balichan, animals that were alive that got diseased and that got good again, according to that shita, that could be sacrificed. Uludidei krev ach behema. Go ahead. When you go back and buy the other half, you could go ahead and sacrifice it. Our sheet holds no. What does disease finish? Dichwi mikara. Go ahead. There's one sheet that says it's only disease when it started off being good and it got bad, but if it's always bad from the outset, not a problem. Our sugya says, no, it is a problem. Even if it starts off from the inception being bad, like this case, when you were makdish it was messed up, it always remains messed up. Go ahead. You only were makdish it for its money worth, shitsi macher. Because why? You're only makdish half of it. Go ahead, then it should be sold. And the half worth will become Kodesh, Hekdesh, Shaharei. Right, because it can't be sacrificed half. So therefore it was Nidcha from the outset. And therefore the Dichui remains on those monies forever. The Lo Amrinon. And we don't say that we limit diseases only to Hekdesh Lagu. We don't. We assume it applies even to Dhamma. Fine, those are the three conditions we had in the Gemara. Clear. Just says Rashi. Go ahead. Zark Tysus, Vib Taimar. That's a great kasha. Dichwi, Vidomim, and Dichwi Mikar. It's impossible to have Dichwi Mikar that's not a Dichwi Dhamma. Because what does Dichwi Mikar create? Why was this a dikli mikara? Because you're makdish only half the animal. Half the animal you can't put on his back. That automatically makes it into what of it? A kedushas dummy. So why does Rav say, oh, shmami neplas? They're inextricably linked. It's really only two. In order to say they have three kedushas, they mean they're mutually exclusive from one another. They're not mutually exclusive. You cannot have a case of dikli mikara that's not dikli bedummy. Kiv, you follow me? From the very inception, it's bad. You have this alon, it's from the very inception, it's bad. It's not Kedushas Aguf, it's Kedushas Domin. Therefore, it's bad. There's Dichli B'Domin, and therefore what? It's Dichli Mikara. They're inextricably linked. They're fused together. You cannot separate. That's Tosis Kasha. Clear? Everyone got the Kasha? Go ahead, Ari. Here. Ah, he says, no, I can dig you up a case of Dichli Mikara. That is what a Kedusha Guf. Go ahead. A guy, he's chaylev v'shogeg, he's chay v'chatas. Go ahead. And he's makdash a korban, hifrish means he's makdash korban. What happens? He becomes an apostate, God forbid, the chazer bo, and then he does tshuva. Go ahead. What, since it was pushed off when it became an apostate, Mishum what? Which means that what if the Bala Korban is a Russia? The Korban is an abomination, it's possible. You don't bring it. Go ahead. And it's Lavdavka that it mentions Hifrit Korban first, that he were Makdash and then he became an apostate. Go ahead. The Huadin. First he was an apostate. Vakarkach, Hifrish Korban. Go ahead. Period. Okay? What does he say? I dug up a case. He was an apostate, excellent. Then what? Then what did he do? He was Makdash of Korban. And then what happened? Then he goes Shuva. So what's the din? Well, we don't really, that's really not germane to us. But first he was an apostate, then he was Makdash of Korban. That's Dichui Mikara. But it's still Kedushas what? Kedushas Aguf. From the very inception it was bad because he was an apostate when he did not cross him. Okay? However, it is still Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf is on the Behema, right, Jeremy? This Behema's fine, just the Bala Korban was messed up. No? You got the Teretz of Tosis? It's an ingenious answer. You've dug up a case of Dichui Mikara, but still it is Kedushas Aguf. Donnie, you got me? Because the Behemoth's fine, it's just the Bala Korban is messed up. That Dichui Mikara, because he was an apostate, but Mitzad the Behemoth's still Kedushas Aguf. Go ahead, Aaron. So why did the Gemara mention in the reverse way, right? Right, what did Tosis just say? He said, the Gemara mentioned it, that what? He was Makdash, then he became a what? Apostate. Where Tosis, who would then the same thing would be what? He was an apostate, and then he was Makdash. That's our case. So why did the Gemara say it in the reverse way? Just because of symmetry. Go ahead. Ah, only because of the other statement of Rabbi Yochanan, for symmetry did we say this. Go ahead. What happens if he became a shota? God forbid. He ate the chaylev, he was makdish the korban, then he became a shota. Go ahead. And then he got healthy again. The lo matzil lemeimar. You can't say that he was a shota first, and then he was makdish, because a shota can't be makdish something. Right? Lo matzil lemeimar nishtat the tchila, came in a shota labar afrashu. Go ahead. So therefore, since the shota case has to be a case for what? Where you were healthy. Then he was Makdash. Then he became a Shoiter. So because of symmetry, we say in the case of being an apostate. First you were Makdash, then you became an apostate. But you can dig me up a case by the apostate case, that first he was an apostate, then he was Makdash. That you can do. Go ahead. Period. So we got to get that down. If I ask you on the beginning, give me a scenario of Dichui Mikara, but Kedushas Aguf. Not Dichui B'Domin. Dichui Mikara, But it's dichui b'kdusha guf. Case is, he was mafresh, he ate a piece of chelul, then he became, then what? He was an apostate, and then he was what? Makdish the korban. Because that's called dichui mikara, but it's kdusha guf. Because the behemoth is fine, but it's the korban itself on a concept, general level is messed up because he's an apostate. Zevach was showing the waiver. And the only reason why the Gemara didn't say it like that because he wanted synergy with the case of Shaitan. Because you cannot have a case where he ate a piece of chelev, then became a Shaitan, then was Makdashin, because a Shaitan can't be Makdash something. We got that down? Now what does Tosis have to do? Give me the flip case, which is what? Kedushas Damim, which is not what? Not Dichui Mikara. Kedushas Damim, and not Dichui Mikara. Got to be near a Benitra. Go ahead, Aaron. Excellent. Ah, and we found Kedushas Damim that is not a Dichui Mikara. How? Okay, now let's get this. A korban pesach must be from a male animal, a goat or sheep. Remember we mentioned that in our shir? We mentioned that. Remember that? Didn't we mention that? The difference between a goat and a sheep? Don't you remember that? We mentioned that. No one remembers? There was one nafkimi we had, remember? There was one difference between a goat and a sheep. Go ahead, Avi. Tail, excellent. The tail of a sheep, what? I can't hear you. One of them is burnt. Which one is burnt? I think the tail of the goat was burnt, we said, based on the Gemara. Tail of the sheep is what? Is not burnt. But only two animals are kosher according to Pesach. A male goat or sheep? Excellent, Avi. Proud of you. When did we say that here? You remember? Didn't we say it by Pesach Sheni? We said it by Pesach Sheni, no? First day of year after Pesach, I think. Okay. Excellent, Avi. Go ahead. Oh, so let's get this. You're mafkish an animal for a korban pesach, but what was the animal? A female. That's bad. However, that female animal gives birth to a male animal. Go ahead. The older zacher. Why is it kedushas damim? Go ahead. Because a pesach cannot come from an akeva, the mother, right? But it's not dichui mikara. Why? Excellent, because the blood is running out. Because you were makdish the animal, the woman, the female animal's pregnant. So you're makdish in the cave of pisco, it's automatically kedushas damim. But what comes out of the animal is a male. So use that male. That male is not called dichui mikara. That is called nirav inichet. That is really called nirav inichet. So that is the case that Tosfos gives. We got it, Clore? Because from its own perspective, it was fine. There's just a side problem. The side problem is that it's dummy. It's only been imbued on this animal dummy. You follow me? But per se itself, it was near it. It's never near it. It was never near it. It's going to be near it now because it's only dummy. But from the inception of its birth, it was fine. Wasn't it Bikri Mikara? The mother has kedushas damim because a female is not kosher with birth pesach, but the zacher on its own is fine. So that's going to be an ikuv on the side, which is really near the nitzah, but it's nitzah of kedushas damim because it came from an animal that was disqualified. So it had the notion of what the genre of the kedusha spills over from the mother to the kid. Aaron, and what's the mother have? Damim. So damim spills over to the kid, but mitzah the kid itself was near it. And then it's Vinivka because it's only dummy. Okay? Does everyone have that? Fine. You got it? Again, the Kedusha of the mother spills over to the child. So the mother was what? The mother was dummy. And that spills over to the kid. But mitzvah the chefs of the behema, it's near it. It was okay. Conceptually, it's not fine. It's just Nivka because it's dummy tag on it. I understand, but I'm saying intrinsically in the animal, it was not a Dichui Mikara. It was near it. It's just because there was Kedusha that is imbued on it, that's called Dhamma. But intrinsically in the animal, it was fine. So if I ask you, give me a scenario of Kedusha's Dhamma, of Nirav Inichet, it's this case of Mafresh Nekevel of Pitzvah. What is the bit of Mafresh Nekevel of Pitzvah? and then what? And then it's Yol Dezachar. So we know the din now. Aaron, go ahead. Please get this inside. Please go ahead. No, there are some girsas that have kedushas dam in matke. Matke, underline that word. We don't have that girsa in our Gemara. Go ahead. And what does matke mean? That kedushas dam pushes something off. What does it push something off to? Meaning that it pushes off the tmura from being sacrificed. Midiktani, tmurasa kiyotzeba. So there are those girsas that have. What is matzah? It pushes something off. Meaning to say that we would not allow your what? Your tmur animal to be what? To be sacrificed. That's what that means. In other words, we don't say that what with the Kedushas Damim, buy another animal and sacrifice that tmur. We don't. We say just like this original animal was what? Was bad, and all that Kedushas Damim, even if you sold the animal, got the money, and bought a new animal, that tzmura also cannot be sacrificed. So there are certain girsas that have those girsas matka also. Go ahead. He says it's wrong. Please get this. Go ahead. Then we have to discuss our mahalak. Go ahead. Loni, it's wrong. Why? The tami mikdash. Someone goes in the base of mikdash when you're tami. What's the din if you did it for shogun? What's the din? You bring a what? Korban ole. The Yoreid, right? Meaning it fluctuates depending on your wealth. Go ahead. Please get this. A rich guy is supposed to bring a what? An animal, a kevis. What did he do? Please get this case. A lot of guys ask me. The rich guy made a mistake, or I don't know if he made a mistake, whatever. He did it on purpose or he made a mistake. But it was makdish a kan. A kan means a nest, a bird. Lit kivsasa. Instead of doing the kevis, what he was supposed to do. Go ahead. The he'ani. And then he lost, he went bankrupt, he became poor. Go ahead. What do we say? He's poor now, so let him bring the bird. He wasn't supposed to be makdish when he was rich, but he did. Now he became poor, let him bring it. No. Hoyl the yitzke yitzke. Because it was bad from the very inception. He should not have been makdish a bird. He should have done an animal, and he didn't do it. So it remains bad. Go ahead. Garcin and Nami. Kamosh Maitzun. It says we learn three Chidushim like our Gemara. Bahasum. Madchitz Muhatzmura. You cannot interpret that it meant what? Chidushis Tum and Madchitz. Which means what? That we don't allow the Tzmura to be sacrificed by these Ishparim. Why can't you say that? Go ahead. Get that din. Tzmura dafkid gimel manal. We learned this in the summer, a few summers ago. Second tzmura. There is no din of tzmura on oath. The din of tzmura is only on animals, behemoths. Gemara has in tzmura yad gimel out. It says by tzmura behema by behema. There is no din tzmura by an oath. So therefore you cannot read that Gemara to say that the svarim, that girsa, kedusha stomach, madcha oso. What does matko so mean? We would not allow the tzmura to be sacrificed. There is no din tzmura by an oath. So it would make no sense. So therefore it takes a slam dunk that those girsas are wrong. Elal korcha? So what does it mean? The notion of bichui v'damim? Nu? Aaron? Kedusha v'ena kreva. It's kodesh, but he cannot sacrifice because it's kedusha v'damim. See? This Tosis wasn't that hard. We didn't finish it yet. The rest of the Tosis is not hard either. We don't have time to finish it today. We'll see if we'll finish it tomorrow. Up to there, it's not hard at all. Tosis said very clearly, I can isolate the case of what? Kedusha Guf with what? I can have a case of Kedusha Guf with what? I can have Dichui Mi'ikara with Kedusha Guf, number one. I don't have to write it on the board. We got it? Dichui Mi'ikara with Kedusha Guf, number one. Number two, I can have Kedusha Stomin with Nira V'Nizka. At number three, the Girsas that have Kedusha Stomin Matcha, Shmamino, one of the three Kedushas, Kedusha Stomin Matcha, which means that you cannot do a Tmura from Kedusha Stomin of Behema A, sell, and then they get the money with its proceeds by the end of B. And what, you can't sacrifice it? That gears is wrong. Because as the Gemara discusses the issue of a korban oath, and if you had the gears of Tishdom and Matzoso, that would imply that there's a din of tmura theoretically by oath. There is no din of tmura by oath. So that reads terribly, that would not read well, therefore that gears is wrong, says Tysus. That is the upshot of this place, the chiddush of this place. We got it? Floor? Up. So what I wanted you to see is the following. This concept of nearer the nidkit means what? What does it mean? It means that you're in the ballpark, in the realm of possibilities of this thing being kosher, and then it becomes bad. Well, when does that realm begin? What is the ballpark that I can say that it's diseased? Because normally we assume, I want you to get this rule, normally we assume the following rule, and that is, dichui mi kara ein dichui eitzel mitzis. Ein dichui eitzel mitzis. This is what we normally assume. Let's not talk about korbanos, let's talk about mitzis. Ein dichui eitzel mitzis. Meaning, that if it was dichui mi kara, ein dichui mitzis legame dichui mi kara. Legame dichui mi kara. That's normally what we assume. If something's dichui mi kara, there's no problem of dichui mi kara by mitzis. However, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Vav Sif Gimel, the Ramah says b'shem the Mordechai that there's an issue to be machmer. Mi'ikra din we pass the ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs. But the Ramah quotes the Mordechai yesh lahachmer. Ramah b'shem ha Mordechai yesh lahachmer. We got it? What does that mean? A hadas needs more leaves than berries to be kosher, says the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Let's say on Sukkot morning, the first day of Sukkot, there are more berries than leaves. That's what the species look like. Mi'ikar Adin, I would say, no big deal. My dog comes along, eats all the berries. I am so proud of my dog. Now it's kosher. This hadas. Is it mikra din it's kosher? Because ain't dichui etzel mitzvah, it's dichui mikara. When yontif began, it was bad. In the morning, I'm holding by the morning already. When do we shake the lulav? In the morning. Ain't dichui etzel mitzvah, not a problem. Kosher. The Ramah writes, yesh lahachmer. The Ramah writes, yesh lahachmer. And Rashi writes in Sukkah, I wanted you to see Dibra Maskel. Dibra Maskel what? The lulav? Yeah. Dibra Maskel the lulav. Rashi says the following on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Did you see the Rashi? Rashi says the following Kiddush. He says the following. When does the ballpark begin for what? For lulav. When does the ballpark begin for lulav? What does Rashi say? At night. Rashi says at night. The Dibra Maskel there in Rashi is the lulav misukkah. The lulav misukkah. I missed the ball of that there. The Dibra Maskel, the lulav misukkah. It's at night of Sukkot. There were more berries than leaves. What's the din? The din is that it's a problem of dichui. When does the ballpark begin? Assuming this chumrah that we're assuming. When do we say that it was dichui? At night. Do you shake the lulav at night, Josh? No. You don't shake the lulav at night. You don't shake it in the morning. The ballpark should begin only in the morning. Why does it begin at night? So that's exactly what Rav Shechter was mechadish, because there are two tracks. There is Zman Chiyuv, which is in Lila, and there is Man Kiyuma Mitzvah. Okay? And therefore, when do you get the points in Shemayim? Only during the day when you shake the roof. But when does the ballpark begin to determine whether it's Nidcheh? Even at night. And therefore, this is the pshat that Bir Halacha says it's the Tzarech Iyun. Zman Mitzvah begins Omer HaShachar. As long as it was kosher in the morning, it should be fine. My dog ate him at night, should be fine. No. It was a din from the Rabbanim or Machmir because the ballpark begins at night. Does someone remember this svara from somewhere? Where do we say this? Go ahead, Eitan. Excellent. What did the Rav say? One of the 11 answers we had in Shir, the end of first semester. Why does the Gemara Chav Tetzmach need to give a post to accept a woman from circumcising her son? Oso below saw, just say it's a mitzvah sheshishim is man grama. What's the teretz? Mitzvah sheshishim is man grama is determined not on zman what? Kiyum, but on zman kiyum. Zman kiyum is when? Lila and yo. Excellent. That's number two we explain with this theory. Number three we said, there was a Rabbeinu Tam in Chagiga. I don't know if we mentioned it then. What did Rabbeinu Tam say in Chagiga Dalar Mabez? That if someone lost his brothers because they bled to death in a milah, can he eat truma? Yes. Meso achiv machmas milah oichol b'truma. Are you going to tell me that what? That at night he cannot eat truma? Because you can't do the milah at night? We never do milah at night. Would you say that within Rabbeinu Tam Shita Chas HaShalom? Why? Because at night manafis man kila mitzvah, but what is it? Man chiyuva mitzvah. And therefore there is no doubt, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that achav mesa machmas milah, you could eat the truma even b'layla. Don't tell me because you can't fulfill the mitzvah milah b'layla. But there's a man chiyuva mitzvah. Moreover, the Gemara says, Zvachin, you'd bathe him an hour. The Gemara says in Zvachin, and you'd bathe him an hour. What does it say? It says, in order for an animal to be kosher for the Mizbech, how old must it be? 8 days old. 8 days old. The Yom HaShmini, Halav Yerotzeh. When you count out the behemoths, every tenth behemoth is what? A korban lashem, maisa behemoth. Are you allowed to count an animal to be counted out that was in lel shmini? Yes or no? In the night of the eighth day. What's the din? You can only sacrifice him when? In the morning. But can he count to be counted? Yes or no? Tosfos says in Zvachim, yes he can. Tosfos says in Zvachim, yes he can. Because we note that there's a concept called a what? No, you tell me? Zman Chiyuv. You can count him in the count that is you one of the ten. Potentially, he'll be able to be sacrificed in the morning. You are in the realm of possibility. The Gemara in Yevamos, please get it. Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. Ask the Shiloh of Rami Bar Chama. Cotton oil. What's the din? A cotton oil within the 8 days, the fourth day, can you anoint his skin with oil of truma? Seek his kishkiyah. Gemara nida da flamed gimel amanal. So your cotton, who's a young boy, a coin cotton, can you anoint his skin with oil of truma or not during what? During the 8 days. Do you, Bavli has a suffix and it leaves it as a suffix. What does Yushami say? Mutter. Yushami writes the Feirush, it's mutter. Except for when? On Lel Shmini it's usher. Why? Because Lel Shmini is Zman Chiyuv. You are Shem Arul. And Arul can't eat Truma. Calling Arul can't eat Truma. Yushami echoes this where? Within Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That Machshire Mila are what? Docha Shabbos. What is Rabbi Eliezer Shita? Mila Bismanos Docha Shabbos. Can you carry the knife though? All the steps before. Can they be done in Shabbos? The Mishnah where Rebbe Lozer and Mila. Kuflav and Allah and Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer says you can. Yushami and Rosh Hashanah has a suffix. The knife of Shmini. Can you do Machshiri Mila? Does Rebbe Eliezer allow what? only on the Zman what? Kiyum or even the Zman Chiyum. That's the suffix of Yushalmi. That's a goof with the suffix of Yushalmi. And the Yushalmi answers, it's fine. Even benight, you're allowed to do that. Because the Zman Chiyum is the hicker, is the clincher. And that's the shot, ultimately, the Rav said in the Gemara in Brachas. What does the Gemara say in Brachas and I in Daf Kafavim and Aleph? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara clears the Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? By Tashlumin. You forgot Mincha, God forbid. Can you daven Myra twice? Because Tfilah is Rachamim. Or do you hold that tefillah is connected to Korban? And the Gemara says what? Avar what? No! It says Avar Yomo! Bottle Karbono. Very good, Eitan. All the Achronim ask, why did the Gemara say Avar Yomo? It should have said what? Avar Zmano. That's the Kasha the Rav asked on that Gemara. That's the Sefer Kur Lazav asked that Kash as well. There's a notion of Avar Zmano Bato Karbono. Why doesn't the Gemara say if you miss chakras, maybe you can't daven Mincha twice? There's the Tumet Shel Ben Arbayim is a different time than Tumet Shel Shachar. Right? Chakras correspond to Tumet Shel Shachar. Mincha's correspond to Tumet Shel Ben Arbayim. They're different windows of time. Excellent, Eta. Why does it say Avar Yomo? The Rav said a fantastic shot. Because there's a machlokes the Rambam and the Rabban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Yosef, do you list the Talmud Shel Shachar, Talmud Shel Rabban as two separate mitzvahs or one? Rabban says list them as two. Rambam lists them as two. Kriyas Maaseh Shachar's harvest. He lists them as two. Right? The Rabban has asag on the Rambam. Why'd you list them as one? He lists Kriyashma as one mitzvah. He lists Talmud Shel Shachar, Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim as one mitzvah. Frek the Ramban, why? List them as two. L'chur the Ramban's right, no? Shach said the Rav, no. Because the Mechayiv of Talmud Shel Shachar Ben Arbayim are the same. The Mechayiv of the morning in the beginning of the day, the daylight inception is Mechayiv both. Granted, the Zman Kiyum of mitzvahs are different. The points in Shemayim are different windows. Christmas, Shachar's harvest are two different windows. But the Zman Kiyum, the halacha case, Mechayev both. That's why it says Eitan Avar Yomo. Because there's no Shiloh if you miss Shachar's, you daven Mincha twice. But aren't they different windows of time? No, but it's the same Mechayev. But when you go from Mincha to Meir, it's a new halacha day. Not the same Mechayim. Therefore, the Gemara brought clearly the Shiloh as the Shiloh. That highlights this notion of Zman Chiyum. Zman Chiyum. How many things did we explain with this? Number one, the Rashi and Sukkah. Number two, what? Leil Shmini Lagabe, what? The Korban, counting it from Rosh Hashanah. Number three, Arel Katon. Leil Shmini is bad Yushalmi. Number four, the other Yushalmi by Rabbi Eliezer, Hekshar Mitzvah, Leil Shmini. Number five, the Gemara and Brachas. Correct? Did we miss one? What'd you say? And Rabbi Natan and Chagiga, excellent. Hey, got six Naftimimis. Okay? One more Naftimimis to make it seven. Okay? One more Naftimimis to make it seven. We actually could have included this in the shiur we gave on Pesach Sheni, but I forgot to mention it. What are the two nafkaminas classically the Gemara gave, whether Pesach Rish, Pesach Sheni, Yisbas Mumin, or a separate yontif? What were the two nafkaminas? A cotton that became bar mitzvah, or a gear that converts? If you hold that Pesach Sheni is what? A separate yontif, then the goy that converts is chayiv, Pesach Sheni, and in a bar mitzvah boy that becomes a bar mitzvah, and between is chayiv, separate yontif. The oldest Tashlum in the Rishon, you weren't chayev as a goy, you weren't chayev as a cup. There is a Sifri that makes a split. The Sifri, Tanoim. The Sifri can be found in Parshas Baaloscha, on the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. It just mentions the Nafkamina of Gershon Yitzchayev. does not mention the bar mitzvah boy. Why? So the Netziv says like this, because even if you hold Michael, that Pesach Sheni is a Tashlum and a Pesach Rishon, but if you're a bar mitzvah boy, you would have thought what? Well, what? You were a cotton, so you shouldn't be chayav. No! A cotton's going to be a yid. He's going to be a gobble. So the Zman Chiyav can kick in. It can be generated when you're a cotton. But if there's a goy, he's a goy beforehand, so you can't say there'd be a Zman Chiyav for a goy. It's a lot like that Mahalak we said by Sefiras Omer, remember? Did we say that Mahalak Omer from the Rock? I'm not sure if we said it this year, did we? Remember the Ritzifus, the Maisa Sphira? I don't think we said it this year. We have to say it, we met it. There's a Maisa Sphira in what? Kima Mitzvah. I don't think we said it. But we said that a goy, Maisa Sphira would be nothing. A cottons would be good. Remember that, Yair? Same Svara, says the Rav here. This Manchiv can kick in for the cotton. Even though he was a cotton by Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni is Tashlum Rishon, but it can kick in. If the guy's a goy, he's a goy. Can't have a spine excuse to kick in. That's why the Ushami only mentioned the Sifri only mentioned that Nafkamina. And eight Nafkamina. To make him the Malamina or a Kiyah. The Malamina Tevah, right? The Maralkas, eight is always the Malamina Tevah. Right? 7 days of creation. What's an eight Nafkamina? What's the din, Rahman al Islam, if a Kotan hears that one of his seven relatives died within 30 days of their death? But he came a bar mitzvah boy within those 30 days. Meaning at the time of death he was a cotton. But he became a bar mitzvah boy 25 days later, within 30. So at the time of the death in Shiv he was a cotton. But he becomes a gadol within the 30 day period. What's the din? The Maharam Rutenberg says he's no Shiva Vishloshim from the time he becomes a gadol. At day 25 he does Shiva Vishloshim. And the Rosh writes is wrong. What's the Svara? What's the Svara of the Maram Rimrik? Rosh is the Pashat Shah. He was a cotton. Why should he hide? Because as a cotton, this man here can kick in later. Because he was going to become a Gadol. As long as he became a Gadol within Shloshim, it's fine. That's the theory of the Rosh to explain the Maram Rimrik. And the last one, ninth Nafkamina really is, let me ask you a question. If a guy becomes a bar mitzvah boy in the middle of Shabbos, does he have to observe Shabbos as a gadol? Let's say he's bar mitzvah, he was born at noon. So he's on Shabbos. So 13 years later, he's a bar mitzvah boy at what? At noon. Does he have to observe Shabbos? The whole Shabbos is a gadol only from noon on Saturday day. We assume the beginning of Shabbos is the Mechayev. I was a cotton, so what? The Mechayev can kick in for a cotton. That's the theory, this man here can kick in. For all these svaras. So what the reason why we wanted to do this, that's this notion of nizkin. Dichwi mikara. This is by korbanos, which we say dichwi mikara havi dichwi. By mitzvahs we held mikara din. No, but we do have a chumrah. That dichwi mikara is that. Well, when is the ballpark begin? You have to know what the ballpark is. Not Citizen Bank. And not Shea, and not all, I don't even know the new stadium stuff. I know all the old ones. Bush, you know, Bush Memorial Stadium, I don't know what it's called now. But the real stadiums we have to know halakhically is for purposes of dichui. When does that ballpark begin to know when the disease is meaningful and that will mess something up? We follow this? Okay? That's the issue in hand. So I want you to gather over this place. Not one second. You and I are doing it, we'll do, I have to give contemporary luck on Thursday. That's 1 o'clock. So we'll have Shira on Thursday, 11:15, Bishop. Okay? 11:15, Bishop. I would like to finish this thesis. That's number one. And what I would like to do is finish to the two dots. But I also would like to do Chazor. So what are we going to do? Okay? So, let me think about what we're going to do. Okay? So you'll find out tomorrow. But I want to just close with the following. Let's get this. I want to encourage everyone, if they can come, I really wanted to speak about, maybe, we'll see. Maybe I want we'll devote a lot of time to the gambling tomorrow. We'll see. Because I want to encourage you guys to come to the gambling if you can at 1 o'clock on Thursday. If you can't, that's what I want to speak about it. Just a little few more minutes, then we'll stop. We gave an introduction on Sunday. Let's just begin the problem. What is the problem? Just 2 minutes till 25, okay? We gave the introduction on Sunday, the horrible, heinous affair of gambling, how horrible it is. And I heard Dr. Twersky discuss it. Different terrible, terrible stories, how it's destroyed people. We mentioned it in the Bakaros on Sunday. Jews are rushed, how it's destroyed families, how it's ushered to give tzedakah to someone who lost his money in gambling, the Rashba writes, how the Jews are rushed, he's thrown out of the Mesa Kfaris, how the Pachad Yitzchak writes, the world's problems come from gambling, the plague that happened in their province, he said, came because of gambling. Horrible, horrible thing. I said that I knew a fellow in Smichin myself. To this day, I don't know what happened to him. Dropped out of Smichin, he was involved in gambling. It's a horrible thing. We have to eradicate it from our midst. Terrible, terrible thing. And the Gemara, this thing, Sanhedrin tells us that you are pusillanimous. Okay? Mishnah tells you are pusillanimous. Pusillanimous mid Rabbanim. We went through, remember the difference between Psulvi Rice and the Rabbanim. We had two Nafkaminas. Want to begin with just this. The Gemara tells us the first reason why a gambler is pusillanimous is because it is a problem called gezel. Based on the principle of asmachta. Asmachta lo hanya. Which according to Tosfos and Rashi and the Ramban means I put the money on the table, I think for sure I'm going to win every single time. And when I lose and Eitan takes the loot, he's stealing from me. There's no das machta. It was, I want you to get this formulation. And a smachta is a maisa kinyan al tanai with an umdinu muchach that tanai never would be realized. And it was realized, and I lost. Therefore, it turns into a gossip. That means that if you do this once in your life, without doing tshuva, of course, you're deemed as a robber, a gossip. You are pusillanimous. Even if you only do it on the weekends, even if you only do it once a year, if you didn't do tshuva for it, you are pusillanimous. And the question is, why are you only pusillanimous in the Rabbanim? What's the answer? Please get this. Because Tosfos said you did it the shogeg. Tosfos writes you did it the shogeg. You don't know you become a gazan. You think everyone's sitting down friendly. Since it's the shogeg, it's downgraded from being the arisa to only being what? Midrabbanan. This is the first reasoning given in the Gemara. And what emerges from this as well is the chumra of doing it once. But a kula. This is only up to this point. We have a lot to see. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. We'll have to see what we'll do tomorrow. If a guy never won in his life, he's a constant loser, constant without exception, then he's fine. According to this smart, correct? Because you never were a gossip. Now, there might have been an isser of what? Lifnei Iver. You can't gamble with yourself. I guess you can, but usually in what we're talking about, not. So maybe you're over the Isser of Lifnei Iver, at least with the Rabbanan, which will not make you pusillanimous, but you did an Isser. Everyone got that so far? That's the mahalak that we have to build. So maybe we'll talk about it. We'll have to see what we'll do. Everyone have a good day. Keep it up.